Cartrack Holdings released their annual results today for the 12 months ended February. The company reported an increase in subscriber numbers of 28% to over 960,000. And it says that 90% of its total revenue comes from its subscriber business. Subscription revenue was up 30% to over 1.5 billion rand. The company reported headline earnings per share up 16% at 116 cents. Shareholders are set to get a dividend of 12 cents a share. To tell us the story behind the numbers, I'm joined on the line by Isaac Callisto. He's the founder and global CEO of Cartrack. Thanks very much for joining us, Isaac. There are more numbers that I could have reeled off, like, for example, that your operating margin now stands at 30% and you saw operating profit up 15% at 500 million rand. The numbers really looking good at the moment. What do you attribute to all of this?
Hi, Nimbu. Thanks very much for having me on the show. Now, I think fundamentally there's a huge demand for our type of services, and both from the commercial side, where they're looking to optimize their vehicles, optimize their drivers, reduce costs. So our services are really being, and the demand is getting bigger and bigger. Mm. I don't believe we today is, a nice to have. We definitely, it doesn't even give you the advantage anymore. It's basically you're at a disadvantage if you haven't got our technology. Mm. So it's an equalizer. And on the consumer side, we've brought in quite a lot of services in terms of our safety, where we now have ambulance services in case you're in an accident. We continue with our recovery services for security purposes. Crime's on the increase. And there's just a substantial amount of demand for our services, not only in South Africa, but globally.
Mm, we'll come to the global picture just in a moment. In the South African market, you recorded subscription revenue growth of 31% to 1.1 billion rand. That's quite amazing growth in a poor economic market environment, and also at a time when vehicle sales, both new and used, have suffered somewhat.
Yes, that is a fact. But we are very conscious of the strain on the economy. We also feel it. We felt it in the bad debt this year. So the demand is there, but the affordability is definitely on the decline. We're very conscious of that and the risks that come with that sort of environment.
Hmm. The bad debt, how bad was it?
Well, it wasn't substantially bad, but it's definitely, for the group, the bad debt went up from, I haven't got the exact numbers in front of me, but it went up substantially from in the region of 20-something million to about in the early 40 million, if I'm not correct, 43 million. And most of that has come from South Africa.
Right, okay. So you touched on crime. You're boasting that your stolen car recovery rates are around 92%. But in the year under review, what were your observations around car theft and hijackings? Are these incidences on the rise or going down?
So our recovery rate this year was again 92%. Unfortunately, the incidents are increasing per vehicle on the street. Mm. That's quite negative for South Africa in the bigger picture. But and I think that's also driving demand for our services on the consumer side.
Right. Just take us through, you are playing in about 23 countries across a number of continents. Just touch on your key markets very quickly, how you're doing, how your services are being received, and where you see potential growth.
Well, we see growth in all the markets that we're in. We've basically got five segments, South Africa being one of them, the biggest segment at this point in time. Our second biggest segment is Asia, Southeast Asia. We see huge growth coming from Southeast Asia, and we believe that this coming year is going to be even substantially better. This year we in Asia, we've got over 50% growth, both on subscribers and subscription and growth, revenue subscription growth. Europe, we got 28% subscription growth. So we see growth in all the segments that we're in. Africa, excluding South Africa, that's been very flat for the last 3-4 years. But this year, especially in the last 6 months, we've seen a recovery of that. So we've seen our EBITDA go up about 20%. And we saw a modest increase in our subscribers, by increase of 4 to 5%. And we believe the next year we're going to see an improvement again in Africa, excluding South Africa. And on the American front, we've got our technology ready at this point in time, and we just haven't got enough hands to get to it now. So hopefully in this financial year, we're going to start putting resources towards America. It continues to be a strategic investment, and we don't believe we're going to conquer America. And, you know, so it's very strategic to be there.
Do you have much in the way of competition there?
Well, we've got competition everywhere. I mean, we've got a very strong competition in South Africa. We've got competition in Europe, Asia. I don't think there's anywhere we haven't got competition, and we're competing with the best. Even in South Africa, I think our competitors, you know, they give us a go for our money. They're solid companies, and yeah, we've got solid competition everywhere.
Yes. So you indicate in your report that you work very closely with your insurance partners, the guys who tell us, you know, it's a very good idea for you to get a tracker in your car. What sort of data do you share with insurance partners that enables them to better mitigate their risk?
Well, we believe our customers own the data. And so we don't, a lot of the data, what we submit to the insurance companies is with the consent of the subscriber. And what that, we basically do the analytics of driver behavior. And we got complex algorithms that do and look at that data. And it's all in the benefit of us being able to identify the driver and the change in the behavior of each individual driver. So, you know, if one person drives in a certain way, when they change their behavior, that's normally when the risk occurs, as opposed to somebody that drives fast. You know, so it's quite complex the analytics we do to be able to get the best pricing for the subscriber.
Yeah, I noticed that you make the point, or you stress the point, that it's with the consumer's consent. But what happens in a scenario where there is an accident and the various insurance companies want an analysis of what had taken place? You would not give that to them unless you got the consent of the people that who are your subscribers. Is that what you're saying?
Well, if we've got a subscriber that's come through the insurance and the consent has been given to the insurance company, then we'll give it. Otherwise, we'll only give it under through the legal process.
Yes.
We're obliged to give it to the authorities.
Right, okay.
But the information is proprietary to the subscriber.
Understood. You mentioned that you are investing a lot. You talked about the American market, for example. And administratively, you talk about investing in your back office in order to manage credit risk and basically try and bring down that bad debt that you were talking about. What tools are you using for that?
It's all in-house developments. And it's to get the efficiency. So we've probably at this point in time got a very sophisticated back office to collect money, and it's getting more and more sophisticated. There's a lot of room still for improvement, but it's certainly tools that we didn't have 18 months ago or 12 months ago. And without these tools, it's very difficult to control debt, especially when you're having so much pressure in the economy.
Of course, Isaac, it does help that you're diversified geographically, but just broadly, what's your outlook for the business going forward?
Well, I think I'm very positive about it. I still believe all the markets we operate continue to be heavily underpenetrated. There's huge growth potential, and I believe we'll continue growing with double-digit numbers.
Okay, super. All the best to you, Isaac. Thank you very much for your time, sir. That was Isaac Kalista. He's the founder and global CEO of CarTrack.